Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So I worked across the nation, like 17 hospitals, as a travel, labor, and delivery nurse. And with that experience, I just built a great love for moms and infants, but specifically Black moms and infants. Had to stand 10 toes down against doctors to really take care of the Black moms, the Black infants, and really change the narrative of what their birth experience looked like. Black women are dying like 9 times more than white women for no cause other than systemic racism.
What was your best month financially?
Do you remember? Best month, yeah, September of 2021, when I actually took my IV hydration class.
Okay.
So best month financially, I made like $14,000 in 1 week. I never wanted to feel that feeling again. I never wanted my back to be against the wall and have to confine to someone else's rule. Because like, I understand you're chasing a bag, but how do you feel? And I was like, I feel...
What's going on, fam? Welcome back to the table. It's your boy, Anthony O'Neill. And man, today's going to be a great show. We're going to get into our guest today, which I believe that you all will be extremely, extremely, extremely blessed by today's conversation. It's not often that I have a bunch of young ones in their 20s on the show because I feel as if some of them don't really have the maturity to be on this show, right? And today, I'm extremely happy to have this young 29-year-old on the show who is killing the game. I met her about a year ago, and she had just graduated from one of her nursing programs, and she was celebrating it. And she was even, like, kind of somewhat emotional when she graduated from the program. And I was like, yo, let me just be a blessing to her. And I literally sent her DM and said, hey, listen, I just want to just bless you for your graduation. Love seeing a Black queen winning. And I sent her and her friends some money to get drinks that night. And didn't ask her for a number, never tried to hit on her because I want our sisters to know that Black men love and support Black ladies. And I followed her over the journey. We've kept in touch and become acquaintances. And man, her journey has been absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. I said, yo, I want you to come on the show and share your journey. And so I'm really excited to have my queen in the building. Pause. Okay. Her mama gave her that name. Okay, her mama gave her the name Maya Queen. That is her name. She is in the building today, and we're going to have a great conversation. But before we get to my queen, I want to remind you that as we are building wealth, and even today in today's conversation, you know, my queen had to go from school into, you know, nursing program, into being a RN, into starting her own business, and even dealing with the ups and downs of her own business. And to get through all that in a healthy way, you got to subscribe to therapy. We can't get through it by ourselves. You can't get through it with your girlfriend, with your boyfriend, with your homie, with your homegirl. No, you need a space to where you can get away and just say honestly what's on your heart, your fears, your trauma, your concerns. And I'll be honest with you all, before we get into this quick commercial, man, I probably cry 50% of therapy. And I think I am a better man today, a healthier man today. And I will be a better husband whenever I meet my wife, quote unquote, whenever she's coming. If you're watching this show, what up? But if you ain't come, no, I'm just playing. But I'll be a better individual because of, you know, therapy. And so I want to thank our sponsor of today's show, BetterHelp, for sponsoring today's show here with my friend, my queen. And before we get to her, check out this quick commercial. What's going on, family? Hey, this show is sponsored by my friends at BetterHelp. This is Anthony O'Neill here with a quick question. What are your self-care non-negotiables? You know those things you never skip, no matter how packed your schedule is? Maybe for you, it's leg day at the gym, or even more crucial, therapy day. When life gets hectic with your projects, kids' activities, and a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to let your own priorities slide. Even when you know what makes us happy, It can be hard to carve out the time, but when you feel like you have no time for yourself, that's when non-negotiables like therapy become more important than ever. If you're thinking about starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's all online, making it super convenient and flexible, fitting right into your busy schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist who is right for you. And if you feel like you're not clicking, hey, check this out. You can switch therapists at any time with no extra cost. Therapy isn't just for those who faced major trauma in the past. It's also a great tool for those learning positive coping skills, setting boundaries, and becoming the best version of yourself. Thousands of people have found value in it. Just check out their reviews. So never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/AO today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AO. Take control of your mental health and make time for you. You deserve it. Go to betterhelp.com/ TTAO or betterhelp.com/AO, whichever one I said. It'll be in the show descriptions. Love you all so much. God bless you. Yo, let's get into it because today's conversation will be amazing. My queen.
Yes.
Welcome to the table.
Thank you.
It's the first time.
For having me.
Yo, how you feel? First time on the table. Known each other for about a year now.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, okay. I think it's time for me to bring you on the show.
I think all the things you're doing, amazing. First and foremost, thank you for the dinner and drinks
because
it was more than drinks. We definitely got dinner too. But thank you for that. I mean, it was honestly a true gesture of support.
Oh, yeah.
And even people that I've been friends with for years, like I haven't even got that amount of support. So thank you so much for that.
No. You earned that. And I don't know why God put that on my spirit. I was like, I don't know this woman.
Right.
Right. But I was like, I really just want to be a blessing because I saw how excited you were about that.
Yeah. And even you said emotional, like thinking back to the Insta stories I was leaving behind, like I was crying on like live. I was like so emotional and so happy to reach that milestone.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. I love it. But let's start from the very beginning.
Yes.
Okay. Because your name is My Queen.
Yeah.
Where? What? Literally. So your legal name is MYQUEEN.
MY, capital Q.
Capital Q.
UEEN. Yes.
Have you ever asked your mom why My Queen?
Yeah, so my mom and dad, they're Jamaican. So royalty is a big thing, of course, in Jamaica. But overall, like, we just were her queen. Well, I'm her queen, and I have a twin sister. Her name is My Princess.
Wow.
So we were like her babies, like her first daughters, and she was just so grateful to have us. She's an immigrant parent. She came to America when she was 10 years old, and having us was just life-changing for her. Like, her entire life, she dedicated to us. Mm. So she named us that, and we lived up to it. Here I am, My Queen.
Mama, you all right with me? I may call my son My King.
I think that would be dope.
If I ever have any.
Right.
I got to meet their mama first.
Right, right.
We had that conversation. That is dope. My Queen, My Princess. You have any brothers?
I do, but his name is Hawan. His dad's name was Howard.
Okay.
So very normal. Mom's name is Audrey. Okay. So come from a long line of normal names or common names. But yeah. So
and then you and your sister get the unique names.
Just bam.
That is awkward.
It's not awkward.
No, that's awkward.
It's unique.
It's definitely unique for you. I love your name for you. Let me say this word. It's so dope. But it's like, let's say if I did have a woman and then you come in and I'm like, yo, hey, My Queen. I know my woman. I'm like, what? Excuse me?
I mean, that woman needs to be real confident in her. Like, I shouldn't be any pressure.
I love it. No, I love it. Love it. So, nursing, you have today built a six-figure IV drip business.
Yes.
Which is absolutely amazing. But I want to go back to the beginning because I think a lot of people who are watching this are trying to find out what's a good career field to get into.
Right.
We even have a lot of nurses that watch this show.
I love that.
And I love it too because a lot of them are black nurses and even black male nurses, which is dope because when I'm in a hospital, I don't see that many black male nurses.
Yeah, there aren't many.
Yes. I see 1%. Wait, 1% of black or 1% of black male nurses?
I feel like it's a very low percentage. I mean, it's a very low percentage of black nurses in general.
Period.
Like 8.9%.
Yeah.
So with that being said, I'm pretty sure the percentage of male black nurses, very low.
What made you want to get into the nursing game in the beginning?
So initially, my entire life, I'm like, I want to be a doctor.
Okay.
I want to be a doctor. I want to be an OBGYN. At 5 years old, I want to be an OBGYN. That's what I told my mom. And after like going to high school and realizing that, you know, you have to go to like 4 years of undergrad, 4 years of med school, 4 years of residency.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want to give up my 20s. So what's another route? So I went the nursing route. My mom is Jamaican, so there were only a couple options.
Okay.
Nursing, physician, engineering, just those were the only options. I couldn't do anything else. So she kind of not really forced my sister and I to be nurses, but she pretty much put it on the table, gave us an incentive, and was like, go to school to become nurses. So she put us in the program where we were like in high school. We came out as like licensed practical nurses.
Yeah.
And then we went to our HBCU, which was Kentucky State University.
Come on, HBCU.
And LPN to like RN, registered nurse program, became a nurse at 20 years old. And literally it was different. Mm-hmm. I mean, getting into nursing in Kentucky as a black 20-year-old nurse, like just imagine the imposter syndrome I had.
Absolutely.
So initially I wasn't able to get into labor and delivery just because I'm a black nurse. They didn't want to hire me. That's what I feel and that's what I know.
Wow.
Just based on how the unit looked, it wasn't diverse.
Wow.
So I thugged it out for a year, did a specialty I did not want to do, which is med-surg, and all my nurses would know what that means.
Okay.
But did that for a year, and then I went to another hospital that was more high risk for labor and delivery and got my year a very good experience, and then I started travel nursing. So I worked across the nation, like 17 hospitals as a travel labor and delivery nurse. And with that experience, I just built a great love for moms and infants, but specifically black moms and infants.
Mm-hmm.
I seen how they were treated differently
and
how I had to consistently advocate for these patients, had to stand 10 toes down against doctors to really take care of the black moms, the black infants, and really change the narrative of what their birth experience looked like. So just knowing that as an L&D nurse, it's only really surface level. So in my opinion, even though technically financially going back to school, I'm not making more money,
mm-hmm.
but for my purpose, like my purpose project, like I wanted to go back to school to climb the ladder. So here I am now. I'm a certified nurse midwife. I have my master's in nursing and I'm now working on my doctorate.
Come on.
So honestly, a lot of people are like, why do you go back to school? Like, you're not going to make more money as than a travel nurse. And for me, I think that it's my purpose. But that's why I created my business, because my business is how I'm going to reach my financial goals. But being a midwife is how I'm going to reach my purpose.
Hold on, now you're teaching good. Cause you said a lot right there. And I think we need to park right there.
Okay.
Your business is funding you to get to your goals.
Mm-hmm.
The midwife is funding you and giving you navigation to your purpose.
That part.
I think oftentimes we choose one.
No.
We don't do the both.
Yeah. I think that's
how. Whoa.
I think that's what's different about my platform.
Yeah.
I inspire black women specifically to be multidimensional.
Okay.
So you don't have to be in one lane. You don't even have to be in multiple lanes that are already society driven. You can create your own lane.
Talk.
For the longest, I wanted to do like TV broadcasting. So when I became a nurse at a very young age, I tried to like minor in TV broadcasting, but I was like, I don't feel like doing it, whatever. I'm just going to continue the route and just work bedside.
Yeah.
But then I started to put out a lot of content. So I'm like, this is my way to talk to the world, to inspire, to motivate.
Yeah.
And that's like my TV broadcasting in a way. But for the most part, content and also my IV hydration business, these are uncapped industries, meaning that you can make six figures, yes, but you also can make seven figures, mm-hmm. eight figures,
mm-hmm.
if you really put your mind to it.
Mm-hmm.
So for me personally, I've always had the mindset. And I honestly thought that everybody had the same mindset as me. So when I seen people not having this abundance of opportunity or experiences or mindset, it didn't sit right with me. I'm like, why don't you want more than just the white picket fence and the house? Like, you should want the big pool in the back, the floor to ceiling windows. You should want more. And honestly, I realized that everyone does not have that mindset, but that's something that I have and it's a gift.
Yeah.
So, you know, going back to school, yes, it is my purpose. And I get a lot of shame from like bedside nurses, like, you're not going to make more money. The liability and midwifery is X, Y, and Z. None of that matters to me because my purpose is so much deeper.
Yeah.
It's not about me. It's about us. It's about black women. It's about black families. Like, I want them to have a better narrative.
Yeah.
So that is my purpose. And as for my business, this is an uncapped industry. So I inspire nurses to get into a field or learn a skill that's uncapped, because that degree that we have, the nursing degree, is definitely needed, but it's a tool. It's not a destination.
Come on. And that's the problem that I have with people. You know, when they see you align with your purpose and your assignment, they want to correlate it with money when it should not be. right? Because if that's why God fearfully and wonderfully made you, no, you're going to live in that, but he will also make sure that you are rewarded for being obedient in that assignment. Yes. But then at the same time, it's like, yo, you're over here building a business that you can turn this, and I believe with your education, your brilliance right now, this is a six-figure business today, mm-hmm. but I think by the time you turn 30, 31, it'll be a seven-figure business.
That's the goal.
All day long.
Yeah.
But then now that's going to fund your college. So you're not going to miss anything, but now you're getting the knowledge that you can now support, help serve other people, specifically Black women of color. So now, let me tell y'all something, man. And I think this is where you're at, my queen. It still feels weird.
A lot of people call me queen. Like,
okay.
Queen, if you feel more.
No, your mama called you my queen. I'm gonna call you my queen.
I'm gonna show my mama this part of the episode because she's gonna love that. She's like, why do you tell people to call you queen? I'm like,
yeah. Your mama named you my queen. I'm gonna call you my queen.
Okay.
Mom, I got your back, mama. You know what I mean? So, my queen, I'm gonna tell you something right now, man. I want to encourage you, which you don't need this encouragement because I'm preaching to the choir. But there's nothing like operating in your purpose mm-hmm. while making money.
Yes.
But when you're making a lot of money, you're not operating inside your purpose and really serving and doing the things that's deep down inside of you. You don't feel fulfilled on the inside. Mm-hmm. And so I want to thank you up front for doing that and really living in that, because Black women need you.
They do.
They and not just you. They need you watching, too. If you're in a nurse, because I'm going to tell you, I've been in a hospital one time in my entire life for something important. And when that Black sister walked in,
comfortable.
Oh, my gosh. I felt so comfortable that when the white doctor walked in.
More nurses.
I asked can nurse, I can't say her name because me and her kept in touch. I can't, you know, can she come in too? He was like, well, she can't perform this. I said, but she could be right there though, sir.
Right.
And my mama was sitting right there. She's like, my son asked for it. Can she? And they brought her in. She just literally sat right there. I just look at her. She's like, I was like, thank you.
Love that.
And it's just comfortable. And I'm not saying white people are just this horrible person, because they're not. And I got a lot of white friends that are great people. Mm-hmm. But there is a level of comfort when you see that Black person in the building.
Once
and so
that looks like you.
Yes.
That wants the best for you. That's going to treat you like their brother, their Facts. Uncle, their dad.
Facts. How did you feel emotionally when you would go in there and you would see how your brother and sister was being treated? Like, how did that impact you personally when you would go home?
I mean, honestly, for your patients, you have to be strong. You know, I would go through so many things like financial struggle, heartbreak, and I would have to still show up 100% because this is the most vulnerable, exciting moment of their life.
Yeah.
So you have to be an advocate for them. So when I walk into situations, I'm starting my shift and my patient isn't having the best experience, or she feels left out of her birthing experience,
yeah.
it's up to me to fix that. So immediately, a lot of times, I'll have to go in and do a complete energy shift.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Like, you're on these monitors. Your baby looks 100% good. I'm taking you off the monitors. I'm unhooking you from your IVs, and let's do an energy shift. Are you religious? Let's pray together. Wow. Let's meditate together. Whatever that is, but I'm going to make sure that you're okay. And when I go to huddle, which is what most units have, you know, when we start a shift, I would express her concerns. And most of the time it's that the woman's not being heard, or she doesn't feel like she's the leader of her birth story. And for me personally, you should be the leader of your birth story. You should be the person that's controlling it and creating the narrative. And women, especially when they think they enter in hospital, they don't think that they can create their own plan.
Yeah.
They think it's whatever the hospital wants, and that's not the case at all. But you have to have an advocate. So like you said, not only do they need me as a midwife, but Black nurses that are out there, get into birth work,
yeah.
become a midwife, become a doula, become a labor and delivery nurse, because those patients and those infants, they need you.
Man.
Black women are dying like 9 times more than white women for no cause other than systemic racism. No healthcare disparities, it's because they missed things along the way. They didn't care. They put them into a box. The patient didn't have the resources or transportation to get to them, so they wrote them off. Like, these are real life issues that women are dealing with daily. And because they don't have the resources, because of the color of their skin, because even Serena Williams, like, she had an issue with her birthing experience, you know, they get written off and they're not heard.
During COVID, where were you? Were you a nurse during COVID?
Yes. So
let's talk about that, because I know of several traveling nurses, and that's bad grammar. I know several travel nurses. And man, they was making anywhere between like 7 to 10 grand a week.
Oh, I ran up a bag. Like when I tell you, initially labor and delivery nurses weren't getting like the bigger bag because they were like, oh, you're labor and delivery, you're not like critical. But then our moms started to come in with COVID. Their babies will have COVID. They'll have to be isolated for 6 weeks from their newborn baby.
What?
So it was way more staff that needed to be had.
Pause.
Yes.
My queen.
They didn't understand
Rewind.
What was going on. Like no
newborn moms had to be isolated from their babies?
Yes. Like literally baby comes out, NICU comes in with an incubator, takes the baby to an isolation room. Just imagine
what?
How that is. And these nurses had to be one-on-one. So then they started to realize like, okay, labor and delivery, we need COVID nurses. Let's get funding for these labor and delivery units. So when that happened, I went wherever the hotspot was at. I missed out on New York, but I went to Texas. I went to Florida. I went to Cali. I went everywhere. Just, I was really chasing a bag. Like,
okay.
And every like 13 weeks I was somewhere else. I was working 60 to 72 hours a week. That was my hustle moment.
What was your best month financially? Do you remember?
Best month, yeah, September of 2021, when I actually took my IV hydration class.
Okay.
So best month financially, I made like $14,000 in 1 week. This is all untaxed, but when those taxes hit, it was still giving $11,000.
Yeah.
And this is in the Bay Area. I was in Oakland, California, and they worked me like a dog.
Wow.
Yeah. Not going to say the hospital's name, but they worked me like a dog.
Wow.
But neither here nor there, I was willing to go through that hustle moment and keep my head down because I knew I had a better goal in mind. I knew I wanted more. I knew I wanted to fund my business.
Yeah.
Funding a business isn't easy. You not only have to fund it, but you have to have cushion money.
Facts.
And I think that nurses, including myself, we're the hardest entrepreneurs to create.
Mm.
Why? Because we have a safety net. This safety net of a degree. My degree is a safety net, meaning that I have a very lucrative career that I can go work 36 hours to maybe 72 hours because hospitals don't care how many hours you work.
Right.
And you can run up a bag, a consistent bag, right? And you have this consistent check coming in. But when you think about that, no matter how many hours you work, you're going to have a capped amount of income that you can make because you can only work so many hours.
Right.
When I started to think like that, I'm like, my back hurt. I just worked 6 days straight, 12-hour shifts. My mental was messed up.
Yeah.
After coming out of COVID and having to go back into the real world of working 72 hours a week, I had so much social anxiety because I was doing the same thing every single day for weeks on a time. So I felt like I was in the military, honestly. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. But after coming out of that, my mindset was completely different because there were moments and assignments where they canceled my contract. They told me I had to eat in the closet. They told me I had to eat in the car because I didn't want to take the COVID vaccine initially.
Okay.
I didn't know what it was. So they were like, if you don't take the vaccine, you'll lose your job. You'll have to eat in the closet or you'll have to eat in your car. And I'm like,
in the closet?
But guess what I did? I took that shot because I needed the money, right?
Right.
And I never wanted to feel that feeling again. I never wanted my back to be against the wall and have to confine to someone else's rules.
Yes. So What's going on, family? I am super excited to announce my new book, Take Your Seat at the Table, that is coming out January 14th and available for pre-sale today. But to celebrate, right, I'm hosting a free masterclass called The New Millionaires, where I'll teach you how to invest like a millionaire. Listen, did you know that 88% of millionaires are self-made? They didn't inherit their wealth. No rich parents gave them the money. They actually...
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Hey, it's Sean Nelson, founder and CEO of Lovesac and host of the Let Me Save You 25 Years podcast. Want to skip the trial and error so you can head straight to success? Join me and incredible guests like Olympic legend Shaun White and NFL superstar Rob Gronkowski as we share the lessons and mistakes that shaped our journeys. Ready to save yourself 25 years? Tune in on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. That's Let Me Save You 25 Years with Shaun Nelson. Listen now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They built it themselves, and check this out, you can too. In this masterclass, you'll learn proven strategies used by millionaires to grow their wealth. It doesn't matter where you're starting from, you can achieve financial freedom and build a legacy that lasts generations. I want you to sit back and close your eyes and imagine being a part of those 88% of self-made millionaires. In this class, you're going to learn how to make your money work for you, how to invest wisely, and how to secure your financial freedom. Listen, spots are limited, all right? And they're filling up fast. It's 100% free. And no, I am not selling you no $500, no $1,000 course at the end of this. So don't miss out on this amazing opportunity to change your financial future. I want you to register right now at millionaire.anthonyoneal.com. Again, that is millionaire.anthonyoneal.com. This is your chance to learn from someone who's been there, who's done that. I don't want you to wait. I want you to lock in your spot right now and start your journey to becoming a new millionaire. Let's get it. I'm super excited, and I'll see you in class.
Yes. So I looked up an IV hydration course where registered nurses, they can own IV hydration business. Anyone can own an IV hydration business. So I started to look into courses, and I found a course that was in Atlanta of September 2021. And basically, I flew to Atlanta, took the course, took the class. And from there, it was up. Like, all the money I was making, I was picking up hours, I was creating my assignments, I was saying no to low-paying assignments. And really, even when COVID assignments were gone, I still had the blueprint. I still had nurses that I connected with in the past, like, girl, this assignment, come to this city, like, you're gonna make a bag. So wow. Once I started to realize that, you know, I found kind of like the cheat code to creating my own income, I wanted to pour that into my business. So I poured a lot of money into my business because I took the class, but I did not follow up on mentorship. So, you know, I wasted a lot of money just paying for legalities, paying for just convenience because I didn't have the time to research it. Yeah. But at that moment, when I started to get into travel nursing and recognizing all these different assignments, I wanted to pour back into the nursing community. I'm like, y'all, like, it's still money out here to be made. Like, I'm creating TikToks and Reels and eBooks to pour back into the nursing community at a very affordable rate. So my first digital product I created was a travel nursing book 101. Okay. And like, when I got into digital product, that was another field of income that I'm like, oh, this is uncapped. The ebook was like only $39.99, but I made a viral video that it made me like $40,000 in a month from an ebook that I did sit right there because AI wasn't a thing back there. So I did create this ebook from scratch, but it was giving you the agencies that you needed to go to, the housing, how can you ship your car, the hotel rates, the, you know, rental car discounts. It gave all these nurses insights on how to run a bag. And so many nurses benefited from that. Mm-hmm. Some of my very good nurse friends, they became travel nurses based off this very obtainable ebook. So then at this point, I'm funding my business, my IV hydration business that I want to start. Okay. I'm working bedside as an L&D nurse. Not to mention, I'm in school for midwifery. Yeah. And I'm scaling my social media, growing my platform, and selling digital product. Yeah. So my mindset is like, okay, girl, you're busy, but still, I was always chasing the bag. Yeah. And one of my very good guy friends was like, Queen, like, I talk to you every 10 weeks, we'll talk. And we'll check, and I'm like, okay, I'm looking for my next assignment. He's like, you sound crazy. Like, you sound like you have so much anxiety. He's like, you do realize your life does not have to be chaotic. Mm. Like, he's like, I understand you're chasing a bag, but how do you feel? And I was like, I feel shitty. Dang. I feel crazy.
Yeah.
Like, so therapy, how you mentioned initially, mm-hmm. I got into therapy and my therapist actually fired me because I was too busy, but she wanted to see me every week because the way
that's why you can go to BetterHelp.
Basically. But she basically fired me because she was like, I need to see you every week. You have too many like things happening. They're happening so fast. Okay. And our catch ups, it's more than an hour worth of talking. Like, I need to talk to you every week. And I just was too busy at the time. But therapy definitely helped me like shift my mindset and really get into a better mindset to be a better student, to be a better entrepreneur, and to be a better nurse at the time.
Man. Listen, Queen. No, Mama, my Queen. I think what you are doing and what you just all broke down is, it's just, I'm sitting here like, yo, you really winning.
Thank you.
What would you say is your goal? Like, what is motivating you to keep going? Because you're in an IV drip hydration business, which is, I think, specifically people of color, we need to learn more about that.
Yes.
There's so many benefits into it.
So many.
And when I was in Nashville, Tennessee, I'm invested in one. I would go every week and get one.
Yeah.
And since I've moved here, I haven't found someone or a company like that that I can go to that's nearby Fort Washington where I stay at. I'm in the boondocks. So I have someone come into my house, because I'm actually transitioning to my black sister here, and get that, because I felt completely, I feel it when it happens.
Yeah.
But here's something I want to ask you though. Mm-hmm. I want to know what motivates you, but then two, why should a nurse who's watching this right now, because I know a lot of nurses right now who are like you said, I know one nurse, she works Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 12-hour shifts.
That's too much.
And she only makes $90,000, $100,000 a year.
Mm-hmm. That's, and I'm too, like, less.
Like, wow. But then you're talking about, without putting your personal information out there, you're doing six figures and you ain't working them hours at all.
No.
Why should this person transition into this business? And then two, what are some good practical ways to go from full-time nursing like what you did to now you are full-time in your business and full-time a midwife? What does that process look like? And what are the benefits from doing that to coming over here?
Yeah, definitely. So why? Time and financial freedom and generational wealth.
Talk.
For me personally, I can do what I want when I want. Mm. My clients, I can stack them together. I can send a nurse out to do an IV drip if I'm not in town. There are so many ways I can pivot and make it work for me.
Okay.
And like I said, in COVID, I had that aha moment that I never wanted to feel like my back was against the wall for a job again.
Okay.
So honestly, as an IV hydration business owner, your income is uncapped. Mm. I can make realistically, I've made up to like 10K in a day, in a 24-hour period. Now, let's talk about the ways you can do that as an IV hydration business owner, because I know in the comments, they're going to say I'm capped. So let's talk about it.
Talk about it.
Multiple ways you can make $1,000 an hour as an IV hydration business owner. Number one, memberships. So just like we sign up for gyms and we sign up for Pilates studios, you can sign up for a membership for your IV hydration business. So me personally, my company, we have like discounts where you buy 3 drips up front, get 1 drip free. And this is for our consistent clientele.
I'm taking notes. So I get 4 for the price of 3?
For the price of 3. So you get a $200 discount. Our clients love it. They love the $200 discount. But I'm getting a range of $600 to $800 up front.
Okay.
1 drip takes about 35 to 45 minutes. So it's very quick. Like, yeah. I'm in and out. Imagine if I do 2 clients a day, an hour and 30 minute span.
Right.
That's now about $1,200 to $1,600 I made in 1 hour. First way. So memberships are ways that IV hydration and also medical spas, they scale really fast.
Yes.
Number two, partnerships. Partnerships are how we scaled really fast here in the DMV area. Nobody knew what IV hydration was, but they heard about it. They knew the benefits of like the hangover cure, but they didn't know the benefits beyond what IV hydration did beyond a hangover cure.
Yeah.
LeBron James spends $2 million on his body.
Absolutely.
Meaning that what goes inside his body. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure IV hydration is included in that.
Absolutely.
He feels good. He looks good. You said you've been to the hospital 1 time out your entire life. Mm-hmm. Like, when you said that, I'm like, wow, as a black man, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. That means you take care of yourself. You know what is going inside of you.
Emergency. I still go to get checked up, though.
Yeah. I mean, of course. Yeah, but emergency, people, yeah. Like, I don't know how old you are, but...
I'm 40.
Okay, so 40. Man, they've been to the hospital and been checked in as patients for multiple days, like multiple times.
No.
So to know you've only done that once, I mean, you prioritize your wellness.
Facts.
So through partnerships, we partner with many different people, such as Solidcore, Amazon, Google... These different companies, because they are our target, they have our target audience.
Facts.
Meaning that the 9-to-5 worker that's working 9-to-5, taking meetings all day, I come to them, I do their drip, they feel better, they feel hydrated. The Pilates princess, the person that's losing sweat, the fitness enthusiast. I partner with Solidcore and fitness brands like Lulu. All these different companies, I'm partnering with them to get in front of their audience. So I'm reaching my audience in the masses.
Yeah.
Now, when I first started my business, I'm like, $200 drip, okay, cool, like, $200, 1 client, next client, I'm like, no, I want to reach the masses. So partnerships is how we scale really fast. And when we do partnerships, a lot of times we'll do B12 shots. So B12 shots is also vitamin therapy, but it takes 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So therefore, if I have 40 people lined up, my B12 shots are normally $50, but when I'm at an event, it's like $30.
Wow.
You do the numbers. Like, I've done multiple, like 60 clients over a 4-hour span. And when you think of those numbers, 60 times 40, like, what is that, $2,400?
Yeah, yeah.
So these are numbers, these are realistic numbers. And as a nurse, they know what an IM B12 shot is. So that is now another way to make $1,000 an hour as a registered nurse. And then group drips. We have a lot of weddings, bachelor parties, people that are coming in groups. So everyone's getting a drip. To do a drip and start it, it takes about 10 minutes to start it. I'm going boom, boom, boom. I have five clients right there. We're done in an hour and 20 minutes. That's now $1,000. So those numbers are very realistic. To hit the investment into IV hydration is very low. The legality is different. It's a little bit higher. So that's where it, like, the extra cost for the vitamin therapy comes in.
Yep.
But my profit is about 68%.
Good.
So we break down those numbers. Honestly, you know, as a travel COVID L&D nurse, I was making $10K to $13K a week. But I can make that in a day as an IV hydration business owner. And when I started to look at things like that and realize that as a nurse, nurses should get into an uncapped industry, that's when my mindset changed. And then I was like, again, when I learned about travel nursing and all the cheat codes, I'm like, I gotta tell nurses what's going on because we need to get to this. So then I started to teach nurses how to start their own IV hydration business, very similar to the class I took 2 years ago. So now I teach nurses through digital product, through webinars, and you are actually the first to know I am now gonna start hosting in-person classes. So in-person classes where basically the nurse will come in, I'm teaching them everything they need to know from marketing to legalities on how to start their IV hydration business. Even during the class, they're gonna get a drip. So they're gonna know like how to navigate an actual drip session. And then we're gonna have an experience. Like, it's gonna be amazing. I think it's 2024, we need more tangible meetups, tangible coaching where people can see you, hear you, and really get inspired.
Let me ask you this question, because I think a lot of people are watching this and saying, wait, who are non-nurses? They're saying, what is an IV drip?
That is a very So an IV drip is basically vitamin therapy, but through an IV. So as a multifaceted, busy individual, I'm gonna tell you right now, I don't have time to drink 8 glasses of water a day or take my multivitamins every single day. And I can attest to that. I know people in the comments gonna say, just take your vitamins, just drink water. I'm like, I don't have the time for that. I'm trying to make $1 million. Like, I don't have the time for it. So in order to ensure my hydration and vitamin therapy, I get IV hydration as a client, and I also do the same thing for my clients who are also busy and multifaceted. And of course, the hangover cure is an option, but a lot of our clients are consistent because they care about their wellness. So they're thinking about like the hydration that they need to perform like their optimal best self at all times. And a lot of times, like the IV therapy, you get it like once a month. So it's very beneficial across the board.
So that once a month, is that enough vitamins, or is it, or like what? Because you know, I don't know. You're the expert in that field. Because they say you should eat your vitamins every day,
right?
But then if we're not getting our vitamins every day, or taking our vitamins every day, and we're coming to see you, or you're coming to see us once a month, is that the same, or are we still missing some? But this is better than nothing.
Yeah. So as a nurse, as a medical professional, I know that oral vitamin intake, it breaks down in your gut 50%. So no matter what, you're never getting 100% benefit of those vitamins, if that makes sense. But with IV therapy, it's going directly into your bloodstream. So you're getting 100% benefit, meaning that it's going to maximize the absorption, but then you're also going to get the 100% benefit versus oral vitamin intake. You're already not getting it. No matter how many days you're taking it, you're only getting 50% absorption.
That's so true, because I get excited about my IV drip because I be feeling the water going and I instantly feel a little bit more energy.
Refreshed.
Yeah. Like I feel like, okay, my body just got some water. I don't feel like that sometimes when I drink a glass of water.
Right.
I feel a little bit, but that IV, I'm like, man, okay. Like, wow. Like, that feels good. Last question. You are teaching this, and we can definitely tell by her energy. This woman loves what she's doing.
I love it so much.
Why you? People are saying like, hey, there's so many different people out here teaching this, doing that. And I've only had you and Nurse Christy on my show. And Christy is my girl.
Christy's my girl.
What's up, nurse?
Shout out, Nurse Christy.
She's a traveling nurse. I don't know where she is in the
world.
She's
not even travel nursing anymore.
What's she doing now?
She's literally full-blown living her best life. And she teaches other nurses how to do the same thing through digital product, social media content creation, and I think like travel influencer.
But she's not nursing no more.
Nope, she retired.
Come on, man.
She's 20.
But she was
29.
Yeah, but she was killing it for years.
Killing it.
Killing it in the field. I mean, she was killing. I think for me, let's be real. So many people are offering courses.
They are.
And I think 60% of them are crap.
I was gonna have that on my list of things to talk about. I don't, not really for IV hydration. I'm not gonna like shame anyone that's doing that, but just in general, the coaching industry.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, and I'm trying to be mindful because, you know, I think people should be coached by you, but I think at the same time, you've proven what you've done and how to do it. You know, I'm teaching people how to get out of money and, you know, we have a course in curriculum. But I do think that a lot of people are not really being honest with what they're offering.
That part.
And they don't really have the skills to offer what they're offering.
Yes.
Some people are looking at this saying you're 29 years old. Mm-hmm. And why should I give you the opportunity to coach me in this business? I mean, you've been in it for a while, right? And y'all, here's the truth. Like, I specifically watched her for a year before I asked her to come on my show. Like, I wanted to see what she was doing, how she was moving. I even logged on to a few of your IG lives because I wanted to see how does she present herself. Does she even know her stuff? Because I don't know everything, but I'm smart. And I can tell when you fluffing. I can tell when you are just regurgitating something else. Mm-hmm. But you could definitely tell that you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So for someone who's never heard of you before and they're a nurse or they're in the nursing field, they want to get into the nursing field, why should they consider you as their coach?
Definitely. So any coach, any industry, the first thing you want to look at is what that person is doing individually in the industry that they're planning to teach.
Yeah.
So they're talking the talk, but are they walking the walk?
That's so cool.
So I tend to post a lot of content about like what I do, my partnerships, how I scale, showing realistic numbers, showing realistic clients getting these shots, and just like B-roll footage of what I do. So my audience, they see what I do. But if you're trying to get a coach of any type, you need to make sure that they're doing what they're trying to teach you. Number one. Number two, definitely invest in yourself. This is something I wish I would have done sooner than later. But vetting out your coach, you want to make sure that they're able to mentor you. And they also have testimonials of people that they mentored to do the same thing that they did and duplicated it. And then number three, that they're not gatekeeping. People, like, it's very odd when I hear certain things. They're like, well, no one told me what vendor to go to. No one told me the specific vendor's name. No one told me the graphic designer they went to. My coaching program, anything, whether it's a digital product, a webinar, or an in-person class, I'm literally giving you my team. Here's my team. Here's everyone I use. And you run the play. You do what you want with that. You will have to do the work of putting things into place, but I try to make it very convenient so you know that you left with the best chance to win. A lot of people will just say, get a graphic designer, get a lawyer, get a pharmacy supply vendor, but they don't tell you what.
Yeah.
So I realized that over time that everybody doesn't want to or can't invest hundreds and thousands of dollars into a course. So recently I created like a checklist. And the checklist was very in-depth where I basically gave nurses point A to point Z of what they need to do. What I wish I would have had because I was like a chicken with his head running around trying to start my business. But through experience, I learned. And I think that my journey was not linear so I can be a testimony, but also a vessel to others. So here I am now. This checklist was very affordable. It was very cheap. And it like flew off the wall because people are like, wow, like she's able to give us this checklist that helped us simply like navigate our journey with a couple of vendors. So when I look at that, I'm now building trust with the nursing community. Hey, I'm not just trying to get y'all money. I really want to put y'all on. Y'all are in my DMs. I'm doing a lot. I can't answer every single DM individually. Yeah. So this checklist is created to be a resource for you. Go ahead and grab it. And through that, now people are like, I want more mentorship. I want more coaching. I trust you. Yeah. And I think as a nurse, automatically, first, you always assess, but number two, you establish trust.
Yes.
And that's kind of what I want to try to build in the nursing community. And then also, people see how I live in my lifestyle.
Yeah.
I had to quit bedside nursing as an L&D nurse when I was in midwifery school. And I truly was like, what's going on? I had this business that I was scaling part-time, but was I like going hard in it? No, because I was a nurse and I had my safety net. Mm-hmm. But when I had to quit bedside to fully immerse as a midwifery student, I tapped into my IV hydration business like no other, and that's when I seen the numbers grow. Mm. So truthfully, like I said, like your mentor or coach need to walk the walk.
Absolutely.
Not just off the digital product they're selling you, but in their business.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you said that because I was like, that's the main reason why you're on the show. You're not just teaching something that you're not doing. You're literally living it out. You're doing what you're teaching. And not just that, you're also still in the medical field as a midwife, and you're passionate about that. You have a passion about serving in that area. And so that even speaks to your integrity and your character as a woman. And so, no, she ain't paying me for this. No, if you sign up for a course, I'm not getting no affiliate. No. So I just want to put that up there in front right now, that we're going to drop all her information in today's show notes. I love what this young lady is doing. You know, she's passionate about helping us. And before the show, I was like, yo, I'm going to bring you on to, not on, I'm bring you to the house to give me a an IV. She's like, I'll give you a discount. You put me out there. No, I don't want a discount. I think that's the problem with Black people. We ask for discounts, and we should be helping each other. Black African Americans, we tend to make the less money. And I think we're making the less money, one, because of systemic racism. We got to fix that. But then two, we always looking for a handout. And I never want to be the guy that took handouts or gave a handout. No, I'm going to pay your full fee, and I'm going to push you because I want to see you win. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Appreciate that.
And we got to all do that. So listen, don't send her no DM asking her for no discount. I don't care if you got a million followers. Pay her. I mean, you got a million followers who's making a lot of money, pay her. Now, if I needed it, I'd be like, hey, my queen, can you help your boy out? But I don't need it. And right now, I feel as if I need to help her and as many people as I possibly can. And then I look at it like this. If something life ever does happen, I can just call my queens like, I ain't feeling well. Can you help a boy out?
Yeah, and I always look out.
Hey,
for sure.
I know you would. But y'all, we're going to drop her information, her Instagram, the website. What is the website?
So the website to my page.
Yes.
So Nurse Queen on Instagram, yeah. Nurse Queen on YouTube, and Nurse Queen on TikTok.
Boom.
That's me. And then as for my IV hydration business, Royal Renewal_WellnessSpa on Instagram, and then RoyalRenewalWellnessSpa.com.
Bet. We're going to put all that in today's show notes. You guys go check her out and follow her. Even if you're not a nurse, even if you're not in that field, but her content is still amazing, man. She does her morning walks, and she'll give you some good information. I caught it one time. Because I knew she was coming on the show. I wanted to make sure that I was catching up on where she was at. And I promise you, you'll be blessed by her content. It's nothing like supporting our young sisters, all right? So go follow her out. We'll put information. Go follow her out. Go follow her now, and we'll put her information in today's show notes. Love you all. God bless you. We'll see you in the next show. Peace out.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.